Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us today is Christian Science practitioner Joel Magnus. He's from Vancouver, Washington.
In an effort to stay informed during the current pandemic, many people are listening to a lot of statistics. Some call it an infodemic. The numbers change daily, are debated, and then interpreted as they apply to our perspective, health, and well-being. I chose not to go down the statistical rabbit hole. Even if those human numbers are meant to be helpful, they're not a stable or secure basis for my hopes. Instead, I've turned to the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Two passages have been invaluable. The first one says, "To calculate one's life prospects from a material basis would infringe upon spiritual law and misguide human hope." Well, infringing on spiritual law or misguiding my hope are among the last things I want to do at a time like this. So I'm making an effort to resist being drawn into the assessment of statistics and to calculate my life prospects from a spiritual basis. That's where the second passage comes in. It uses the word principle as a synonym for God and says simply, "Principle and its idea is one." The book has other synonyms for God that include love and life. That means that whatever the daily numbers report, I'm knowing that we're all still one with life, one with love, one with divine principles, law of good. And that's giving me steady hope. It's noteworthy that the passage, "principle and its idea is one," could be viewed as incorrect English, but by saying that God and man is one, Eddie is communicating that there is zero possibility for separation. And while my family and I are obeying the current social distancing rules, we're also seeing everyone as united and connected in God rather than separated. So the most important number to be aware of for ourselves, our families, and our world is one, one with God.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.